This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Pentagon will investigate allegations of sexual abuse by some Alaska National Guard members at Governor Sean Parnell's request. Alaska National Guard officials have said 29 cases of sexual assault have been reported since 2009. Of those, 21 cases were closed or suspended after law enforcement got involved. The Senate Finance Committee has proposed a $9.2 billion state operating budget. The draft released yesterday includes $400,000 to support state efforts to move toward taking over some environmental permitting from the federal government. It also partially restores funding for a program that helps pay student loans of some health care professionals. A bill that would make the 20 Alaska Native languages official state languages led to sometimes passionate debate about just what the bill would do. Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ-Tompkins says the intent is to preserve Native languages.
There are people who are dedicating their lives trying to stop these languages from going extinct. And sadly, these languages are going extinct. In 2008, for instance, the Eyak language, the last fluent speaker, passed away, Chief Maurice Smith Jones. And there are a number of other languages with literally just a handful of fluent speakers left alive.
Sponsors offered an amendment, Christ-Tompkins says, spells out the bill's intent.
We want to just make it crystal clear that this bill and is not amending the part of statute that relates to day-to-day government functions. It won't force government materials to be printed in 20 languages. It doesn't affect any of that. And so this amendment tries to make that very clear.
Another sponsor of the legislation, Representative Ben Nyack of Barrow, explained his understanding of the bill.
It's just a recognition that people since time immemorial has been speaking their language and they're trying to keep it alive.
Representative Wes Keller of Wasilla says he supports the concept of the bill, but said the use of the word official raises concerns.
Why don't we, shall we, Alaska Native Language Day? And why don't we? Why, you know, we should maybe have provide curriculum and funds, to make sure that these languages don't get lost. Very important. I'm passionately with you, and I appreciate your language. But I'm really struggling with this format.
The House State Affairs Committee is holding the bill for further consideration next week. In other action, House legislators voted unanimously for a bill to honor the late Walter Sobeleff, a Tlingit elder and spiritual leader who taught others cultural values of the Tlingit people and the Tlingit language. He died in 2011 at the age of 102. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.